Welcome, friends, brothers and sisters. Good men are sometimes in the midst of trouble. Though I walk in the valley of death, trials, whatever walk you're in, thou wilt revive me. Whether it be trouble, personal, social, ecclesiastical, national, his cheering anticipation of revival, defense, and deliverance. God's right hand is salvation. He shall throw his strength into the deed. His utmost dexterity shall be displayed. I have no cause for fear, for God is with me and will give me new life. Are we not without the best of company? For our God is near to pour out new flesh upon us. Yet he is with us in trying times. When thou passest through the river, I will be there with you. And this is one of the most beautiful promises in the Bible. I will never leave or forsake you. The problem is, we'll leave him. And today's text is taken from the Psalm 138, verse 7. King David wrote this. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive me. You will strengthen your hand against the wrath of my enemies, and your right hand shall save me. The Lord's goodness to his faithful. And David's given praise for the truth of his word. The important fact of this verse is that David knows God. And more importantly, God knows David. And we can ask that of ourselves. Do you know God? And then you ask yourself, does he know you? We have 3 points, and we're going to be going really fast. Point one is the midst of trouble. Point two, against the wrath of his enemy, of my enemy. And point three, your right hand will save me. And in the midst of trouble, this comes right from the gospel, right from Jesus. These things I've spoken to you, that in me you will have peace. And in this world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. Amen. And this is an assurance from Christ. You can bank on it. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith in him. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. We take everything by faith. We take the Holy Bible by faith. And this is a promise to the afflicted. This comes from Romans. And we know that all things work together for the good of those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. And what is our purpose as a Christian? There's many things, but this is the most important thing right here for me. A believer's purpose is to grow more Christ-like. That's what our purpose is. We're going to cut this short because Brian's going to be speaking. Against the wrath of my enemy. And this comes from James 4:4. Do you not know that friendship with the world is enemy with God? Whoever therefore wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. That's a frightful place to be, an enemy of God. Worldliness equals enemy of God. Having no hope. And without God in the, in your life. You are doomed. You are like in the water without a lifeboat. There is no peace, says the Lord, for the wicked. For you are not a God who takes pleasure in wickedness, nor shall evil dwell with you. You can't have it both ways. You're either a Christian or you're in the world. This is God's hope for all people, for all men. The Lord is not slacking concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering towards us. Not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. We're to turn from sin. We come to church, and we're supposed to change a person that walks in the door. You cannot be the same guy a year later, 6 months later, 3 months later. Paul got converted, and he was preaching right away. Christ crucified, risen. And that's what we do. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes upon him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. These words will revive us and cut to the heart. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Resist the tempter. He is out there. He is real. We have to be watchful. We have to be sober. Sober is not drunk. We have to have our faculties and know what's going on in our surroundings, who we hang around with, what we watch. Every aspect of our life. It's just not coming to church on a Sunday morning and then going wild the rest of the 6 days and 23 hours. God tests us. That is for sure. That's biblical. God will test us, but the devil will tempt us. And it's no wonder, for Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light. And it's been said behind here multiple times, we must know the truth, which is in the Bible. Satan is our deceiver, and God is our overcomer. And I wrote this, you must be rooted in Christ. Resist the devil, and he will flee. He has limited power. Your right hand will save me. And this is his salvation. And you know that he was manifested to take away our sins. And in him there is no sin. Jesus' mission when he came to this earth as a baby from the cradle to the cross was to save sinners. There's a lot of other things going on. But for the main root, he came to save that which was lost. And then by him going to the cross and dying, he gave us the indwelling Holy Spirit to teach us and guide us. Much more than having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from the wrath through him. Therefore, there is now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. And justification means a justified believer, if you believe in Jesus Christ sitting here right now, this will ring true to your life. A justified believer emerges from God's great courtroom with the consciousness that another, his substitute, Jesus Christ, has bore his guilt and that he stands without accusations before God. But without faith, it is impossible to please him, for he who comes to God must believe that he is and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. This is a spiritual necessity. In the Bible, the demons believed and trembled. We have to do more than just believe. We have to put our faith. Faith without works is dead. We're in a spiritual battle, ladies and gentlemen. I know people right now that are in spiritual battles, and it's not pretty. I've been in that spiritual battle. I've been a prodigal son. And I've been taken through the fire. For to this end we both labor and suffer reproach, because we trust in a living God who is the Savior of all men, especially of those who believe. And reproach here, people want to discredit us. They want to, oh my, you believe in Jesus? Wow, you're a pencil pusher. You know, he's my Lord, God, and Savior today. And I'm not going to sit there and argue. Jesus didn't argue. He used scripture. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Every day is a day of hope. Every day we can look for what we can do for our Lord God and Savior. May we walk worthy as repentant sinners. And may we just praise and thank him. Holy Heavenly Father, we just look to you for everything that we do. We thank you for this wonderful day. A revival is every day, Lord, and this is an especially a special one because of all these wonderful people here, Lord. We just look to you for everything that you do in our lives, what you've done, what you're doing, and what you will do, Lord. And in Jesus' name I pray, amen.